about 9:12. We're gonna call the meeting in order.
Michaels?
Present.
Carter?
Here.
Williams? McGuire?
Here.
Haslacqua?
Here.
Straub?
Here.
Coard?
Present. Can I get approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Second, Michaels.
Been approved and second. It's open for discussion. Seeing all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Is there any public participation today? Steve? Okay, no public participation. Any communication from the board? From the committee?
The minutes. The minutes.
Not approval of the minutes.
Oh, I missed that one. Okay, need approval of the minutes for September 9th, 2022.
So moved.
I'll second.
Moved in second. Any discussion or corrections or additions? Seeing all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, public participation. Seeing we're going for communication from the committee. No communication from the committee. We need approval of the county and township motor fuel tax claim for August, September, October 2022.
So moved.
Second, Michaels.
Okay, been moved in second. It's open for discussion.
Jeff, real quick, this looks like August, September, October. And then, so you think we'll see multiple months again, or this just happened to ball up together at once? Because normally we get them 1 month at a time.
Right. Yeah, because October was goofy. August we already approved, actually.
Right.
So.
Right.
No.
Okay.
We usually do them month by month.
Okay.
But we're not gonna have a meeting in December.
Right.
So in January we will see November and December.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Chuck, on page 4, there's some engineering costs. I think just, did we contract out with a different engineer at that point?
No, those are our engineering fees.
Okay.
So the motor fuel tax fund pays our engineers to do engineering work on projects that are funded by motor fuel tax.
Okay.
So those are reimbursements from the, is that right, Michelle? Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
85 is reimbursing an 83.
Right.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Next thing is our county engineers report.
All right, item number 8 is a resolution appropriating our motor fuel tax funds for our maintenance for year 23. The resolution is there appropriating $1,338,750. You'll see on the page behind the resolution is my actual estimate of maintenance costs. So this pays for a lot of materials and a few contracts being pavement striping and the HFP oil, which is furnished and spread by a contractor. The rest of it is just materials that we buy, including salt, rock, culverts, asphalt signs, riprap, stuff like that, to maintain our roads for 2023. That number also includes $225,000 in equipment rental that we rent from the county to our motor fuel tax fund, which we transfer from MFP over to the highway fund. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution appropriating those funds.
So moved. Strong.
Been moved and second. Open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
The next resolution is appropriating the county motor fuel tax funds for the salary of the county engineer. As you know, we signed a 6-year contract, and thank you very much for that, from October of 22 to October of 28. And it set forth the salary and estimated expenses for the county engineer for those 3 years. This actually is the appropriation of the motor fuel tax funds, and you'll see that half of that appropriation comes from our allotment through our federal aid highway department. That is the resolution that backs up the county engineer's contract. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution.
So moved. Michaels.
Second. Carter.
Okay, it's open for discussion.
Jeff, I got a question for you on here. This resolution, I think, is just for the 1 year, of
yes.
course, and then this goes year by year by year.
Yes.
Are there percentages that have already been negotiated?
3%.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
I wasn't
yep.
aware of that. Thank
3%
you.
3% per year. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
And then the last resolution is a resolution giving me the contract award authority for our township aggregate bid letting. We haven't set a date yet, but it's typically in December, and we like to get those awarded as quickly as possible, being that there's not a Highway and Transportation Committee meeting in December. It would be to our benefit to have me be able to award those. It's actually the township sign off on all their bids, but the county board, for some reason by statute, is the awarding authority for those township aggregate bids. Typically, we like to get those awarded, have the contracts in place and everything ready to roll by the first of the year, so that the truckers who aren't doing anything in January, February, and March can haul the aggregates to the townships, and they get a better price that way. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution, and we will obviously bring the bid tabs from that letting to the January meeting, you know, just to take a look at them and see where we're at with the rock prices for 2023. But I can tell you that they're going to be, I saw a letter from Lehigh Hansen, which is over in Vermilion County at Fairmont. It looked like prices were up 20 to 30% on rock. So we'll see what happens with the bid. Sometimes we get a little bit better number since we're bidding it, but we'll see what happens.
What was that item?
For the aggregates?
Oh, for the aggregate
overall. Yeah.
Transportation is figured in your bid price.
Yes. Some of them get it.
To here?
Some of them, we haul our own. Mm-hmm. The county does. Some townships have it hauled to their aggregate stockpile. Some of them just bid it at the quarry and they go get it. So
it's more expensive and above the 30% increase.
What's that?
Our own transportation is more.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's just the aggregate at the quarry.
Yep, yep.
Yep.
We generally bid for all the townships.
All of them that want to participate,
right.
So if they're going to bid more than $20,000 in rock, they have to participate in the bidding. If they're less than $20,000, they can choose to get the aggregate supplies from whoever they want to use and just take quotes. I would say 80% of them use the bid letting. Some of them still, you know, they'll oversupply 1 year and they'll have a stockpile and they don't need as much the next year, vice versa. So we'll do the rock letting in December, and we'll usually do the oil letting in April for the seal coating.
And it's almost always chip. I mean, it's just chip.
It's either chip or it's CA6, which is shoulder stone, or, you know, stone to build up the roads. Yeah. And some of them will buy oil to do their pug mix, which they'll contract with a contractor to pug it. So that's a little bit different rock. But most of it is their chip for their seal coating.
You need a motion?
Mm-hmm.
So moved.
Second, Carter.
Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
The item number 11, I just wanted to do a, since the budgets are ready to rock and roll for 2023, I just wanted to do a, like I typically do, a brief summary of what the highway fund and all the other funds that we use, budgets are being kind of budgeted for in 2023. So if you look at the 083, which is our highway fund, which is basically used for our personnel and equipment and utilities, gas, fuel, all that stuff. If you look at the department summary and go past, the first two pages are basically what you'll see on the county's website, but we have a deeper dive here in the department summary on the third page of the highway fund that actually shows some of those revenues and expenses broken out, just to kind of give you an idea of what those are. The grant revenue under revenues, we're still waiting for the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity to give us the green light on the Wilbur Heights project, so that's the $250,000 there. The charges for services, that's the equipment rental that I talked about that we get from Motor Fuel Tax Fund. Some of the engineering fees that we charge that were asked about in our Motor Fuel Tax Fund approvals earlier. We do get 4% to do the administration and engineering on behalf of the townships for their motor fuel tax funds as well, so that's in there. And then mechanics work, which Brad asked about earlier. When we do mechanics work for the other entities in the county, we charge them typically just for the parts, you know, when we do the work. So that's the reimbursement for us to buy the parts and use them when we do their oil changes, tire changes, whatever work we have to do on their vehicles.
Is that something that might change down the road, that you change, you know, kind of charge them a bit of a labor fee also?
So,
I mean, maybe not a lot, but some sort of a labor fee, because it takes away from doing.
It was kind of, so when we built this building.
I mean, it's great that you're doing it. I think we need to do it in-house. I don't want to change that.
Admin kicked in $1 million for this building.
Right.
And that was kind of a payment so that we would do the mechanical work on the vehicles. So in the near future, I don't see us charging, you know, labor on stuff like that.
Sure.
And actually, one of the line down there that says inter-fund revenue.
Right.
Admin actually pays half of the salary for one of our mechanics.
Okay. Well, that's
so that kind of, it's kind of a wash.
Right.
Is the intent. Right. So that we don't have to worry about billing labor and doing all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They pay for half the salary and expenses for one of our mechanics.
Because I know other departments bill for different things, and I didn't want it cut short here. So that's good.
Yep. So it's kind of all kind of built in. So we don't have to, we just bill for the parts, basically. Okay. And we have a flat fee for our oil changes.
Sure.
What is it now? $25? $30? Can you get an oil change for $30?
No,
nobody can. So that's just for the, you know, the filter and the oil, basically, and any miscellaneous things we need in the shop. So we don't even charge labor on our oil changes. Personnel is obviously a big expense from the highway fund. $2.2 million there in personnel. Under commodities, that's just all the stuff that we need to run the highway department, the tools and equipments and all that kind of thing. Under services, you got a lot of small fees there. But you'll see under services 502-035, repair and maintenance of equipment and auto. That is the repair and maintenance of our equipment. So that cost us a pretty penny, obviously, for all the materials and so forth that we need to take care of our vehicles, $275,000 there. And then under capital, infrastructure is our, you know, our roads and bridges that we need to spend money on, and then we have $460,000 budgeted for equipment. We're going to buy a new tandem in 2023 and some other miscellaneous equipment. The tandem will be more than half of that $460,000. It's probably a quarter of $1 million now for a tandem setup with all the equipment and the plows and the spreaders and all that kind of thing. We actually have already ordered it. It should be delivered early in 2023 because it's basically you're a year plus out when you order a big truck like that anymore, or order anything of any size right now.
Did the price hold on that pretty well? Or
no.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. That's why when I looked at this, I'm like, only $20,000 from last year and everything?
And the tank is used for plowing too?
Yes.
Yeah. So it comes gear on it, just hooked to a blade you already own?
Depends. If our plows are kind of wore out, we might get a new plow, we might get a new hitch. We typically buy it with the new spreaders, and it's got all the, you know, the mechanic or the electronic equipment inside it for the spreaders and all that kind of thing. So, and then the interfund expense is the money that we're transferring to our capital building fund on a continual basis. We started that 5 or so years ago after we paid off the bond to build this building. And you see, we got a $3 million fund balance, but $600,000 of that is actually in that sinking fund, I'm calling it, for our for our building. Obviously, we got a big gift when we got the hailstorm and it replaced our roof. But obviously, we need to keep that money in balance in case anything needs to be redone at the highway department. As a matter of fact, the next budget there, the highway building capital special revenue, which is the fund that money is transferred to. I don't know if you've been over to our Salt Dome recently, but that parking lot is really, really, really bad. It has been for many years. So I'm hoping we can get a package together for next summer to do some reworking, re-asphalt work on the Salt Dome parking lot. And we'll be
maybe you should get some old road guys to be on the ready, and when the trucks need washout, they could pour half a yard at a time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If we were going to use concrete, we probably would, yeah. But we'll probably use asphalt.
Flakes off.
We'll do all the site work. We'll tear up the old asphalt and get the site prepared, but we would have to pay a contractor to come in and actually lay the asphalt around the dome. So that's what is planned for that highway building capital special revenue fund there, 43062. And then if we move on to the county bridge fund, these are revenues that come from property taxes, about $1.6 million, which in today's world builds about one big bridge anymore, unfortunately. The one that we talked about over on High Cross is $1.9 million, so it wouldn't even pay for that singular bridge if we had to spend all of our county bridge money on that bridge. But we have two bridges in Champaign Township this next summer where we're going to get redecking them, one on Kirby and one on Windsor, so we'll be paying the county's portion of those projects. Those are actually federally funded, so we'll be paying our 10% share out of the county highway or the county bridge fund. Another one up in Ludlow, they're just north of Brookhill, right off of our county highway. The deck is seeing better days on that one. We'll be redecking that, so we'll be paying our portion of that one. Have a bridge down in Pasotum that's we've been working on for a number of years, and it's kind of held up by the historical preservation people because it's got some rails on it that are kind of historical, yeah. So we're working with them to reconstruct those rails in kind to a similar type shape that they are now. We still haven't gotten approval on that, but we're hoping to for 2023 to rebuild that bridge because it's posted. It's one of the only posted bridges we have in the entire county. And then obviously this money is spent as a 50-50. You guys pass a lot of resolutions for 50-50 jobs with townships to do culverts that are typically $40,000 or so. And we usually do, you know, 10 to 12 of those a year. So that's where the expenditures from the county bridge fund are budgeted to be in 2023. Moving on to the motor fuel tax fund, you guys just passed the resolution for our maintenance of our county highways. So that's obviously we're estimating about $3.6 million. We spend a third of that on maintenance on our roadways. And then our expenditure totals are quite a bit higher than our revenues because over the last two or three years, we've been using the rebuild funds that we're bonding, that three-year allotment of that to do our roadway projects, but that money's going to run out in 2023, so we're coming back to the motor fuel tax fund. We're going to do County Road 12, which is the road going out of Flatville and going south, mm-hmm. down to the Royal Road, which we just rebuilt this year. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a cold in place recycling of that road next summer. And then County Road 24, which goes from Mayview up to Sellers. We're going to do a cold in place recycle with a hot mix asphalt overlay on that one. And then there's a deck on County Road 6, which is south of Bonneville, north mm-hmm. of Monticello Road, where the deck on that one needs to be replaced. It's a poured in place concrete deck with steel stringers. We've got to rip off the deck on that one and replace it. So we'll be using that $7.8 million in expenditure, a good portion of that, the $6.1 million portion, to do those three projects with our motor fuel tax funds next year. The only other thing that you'll see in this that's an expenditure that is a little bit out of the ordinary is our under our capital land. We're doing the County Road 18 job, which is the 5 mile road from Philo over to US 45 there north of mm-hmm. Tolono. That's a highway safety improvement project. We need to purchase some right-of-way along that roadway in order to accomplish that project. We have $100,000 budgeted for right-of-way along that corridor.
Bridges are done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, both those bridges got done like a year ago.
Seems like a year ago. It was probably three.
I agree.
Yep. So that'll look very similar to our Sydney Road project that we finished up early this year, with the widened shoulders and the rumble strips and the redone ditches and all that kind of thing. Under Highway Federal Aid Matching, that's a fund that speaks to its name. It's for matching federal aid projects. And I would be looking to use that in 2024 when we do that safety project from Philo over to 45. So we have about $650,000 in fund balance after 2023, our portion of that roadway is going to be $2 to $3 million. So that will easily take care of that and a good portion of our motor fuel tax funds in 2024 when we get there. And then the rebuild grant, as I talked about before, we've received $5.8 million over the last 3 years. All that money needs to be expended by 2025, and we're actually going to get it all expended in 2023. Our total expenditure there is $1.9 million, and the County Road 32 bridge, which is south of Gifford, before you turn and come over and go west, that bridge is in the design stage right now, and it's probably going to be around $2 million to rebuild that bridge. So. We're appropriating all that money, or we'll be appropriating all that money for that bridge replacement. So that's kind of the summary of the all of our special revenue and state funds and so forth. So if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
I just think we keep our stuff in pretty good shape. I don't think we let anything go to where it's totally hazardous. I think we've been very blessed in the county that you had that road map also,
yes.
where you have the truck with the camera on it that goes
right.
through all the roads. And
yep,
I know I'm not using the right terminology, guys, but anyway, I think that keeps us ahead of the game for some things when some of this comes up. But everything's been so darn expensive that I don't know that maybe that would, you know, hinder us down the road on some of these projects that we have planned that are coming around.
Well,
we might have to pick and choose.
Yeah.
Good, bad, and better.
Our original estimate from Philo over to 45 was in the $45 million range. Now it's $6 to $7 million.
Ouch. Yeah, that's what I'm.
What's that camera say about Monticello Road these days?
Yeah.
The piece from 45 over to 57 or over to Staley is getting a little long in the tooth. The rest of it's still doing okay.
Yeah.
You know, we just did a slurry seal from 45 over to Staley because that was in better shape than the other piece. But that was longer than I want to think ago.
Yeah, it's about halfway off.
Yeah. So it's lasted longer than I actually thought it would.
That's just a real high traffic area.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And that's probably going to be like one of the roads that I'm going to have to retouch during my tenure, which I hoped I would never have to do that.
But you don't think somebody else would want to take that
But
over.
The nice thing is it's built right. It's wide. All we'll have to do is recycle and overlay. We won't have to do all the other stuff again. So
when you recycle and overlay, will you mill that rumble strip out of it again? Or will it stay?
It'll get milled out when we put it back.
Yeah.
We'd pick up the shoulders and everything.
Oh, would you put the rumble strip back in it?
I would. I think they're doing if you look at the, what do they call them? Countermeasures.
It works.
It works.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. Some people are a little bit irritated by the centerline rumble strip. But I like it because
you shouldn't be on it.
That's right. And I thought maybe the farmers would be a little irritated by the shoulder rumble strip, but I haven't heard any negativity about that because I think they can get outside of it if they want to with that outside tire and not run it.
I just thought that would accelerate the wear just because it's got all that openings in that.
Well, we go back and we fog it after we do it. If you look at Sydney Road, you'll see it's kind of black down the middle and black down the side because we come back and put oil back in it after we do the rumble strips to make sure that they're not just open, like you're saying, open aggregate to the air. So I think that does help preserve them.
It must, because I thought for sure there'd be big hunks falling out where, you know.
And they're very, you know, we got 6 inches of shoulder there depth, and we're only going half an inch deep or 3/8 or whatever the number is that we go on those rumble strips. So it does a world. We don't ever have to touch those shoulders after we do that. That's the nice thing. You know, all of our other roads have the aggregate shoulders, and I don't know how many thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars we spent this year reshouldering all of our roads that just have an aggregate shoulder. But once you put that asphalt shoulder out there, you got that 2 foot of gravel on the outside, it kind of becomes grown up in grass, which stabilizes it, and you never have to touch it again.
Does that still have an under drain under it, or is that a thing of the past?
We've done that before when we have an old concrete pavement, and we used to do rubblization when I first got here, which means we broke up the old pavement and then put an asphalt overlay on it. And the recommendation was to put in an under drain for those because the water's going to go down to that old concrete. But we've kind of gotten away from that, and I haven't seen a negative effect because once that shoulder's paved, that water gets almost all the way out to the ditch on a hard surface before it has a chance to go down and get into
so
the roadway.
Helpful.
Yeah. And typically we pave our our roads full width, and we get away from that centerline joint, which is problematic. And they've actually come out with a new product now that's called void-reducing asphalt membrane, if this is your roadway, and this is your center line here, let's say we actually do just pave it half at a time. This center line, they spray an asphalt membrane down before you put your top lift on, and that asphalt membrane actually gets sucked up into the joint and seals that joint up when the heat of the asphalt hits it. And it's really doing a good job of taking care of those old asphalt joints that we used to have problems with when we're having it. Like through Royal, we did it half at a time. We did the Royal Road full width, but when we went through town, we could only do half at a time. And we put that in there, and I think that does a good job of preserving that joint. So, good technology. First time we did it was on Dewey Fisher Road, because when we paved those wide roads, you know, we got 12 foot of lane and 4 foot of shoulder, we just paved 16 feet wide on both sides, and then we'll put that void reducing membrane.
Yeah, that's really nice out there. I mean,
that road still looks great.
I know. Yeah. I mean, we travel it quite often. It's really nice. Great way to.
And then we come back in about somewhere 2 to 4 years. We'll seal coat it with the black slag, and that helps cover up any cracks that happened in the pavement, and helps take care of that center line, and it helps those rumble strips that you're talking about too. Kind of reseals those up. So some of those roads that we, like if you drive the Broadlands Road, which we did 4 years ago, it still looks like we just did it yesterday.
Yeah,
so It helps to get on them early when there's still some life in that pavement and do those seal coats, because you got some of that residual oil that's still in the pavement. If you wait too long and it gets oxidized, it's tough to get that stuff to really adhere and, mm-hmm. and stay there really well. So we're going to continue that practice.
It works.
Yep, it does. Works. And it helps those lines really pop out when right. you're driving on it too, because this road is so black right. that that white and yellow are a good contrast mm-hmm. to the roadway. So, any other questions?
I hate to bring up a four-letter word, which I assume you've already budgeted and purchased.
S-N-O-W.
The four-letter word is salt.
Oh, salt.
$109.50 a ton.
Oh. And how many do we have to order? And
3,000 tons.
Wow.
So we got over $300,000 in salt.
We still share with Urbana?
We do.
Yeah.
They share our salt dome.
No, that's great.
Yeah. And actually, Urbana Township, a lot of the townships, you know, that only need 50 tons or so, will buy it from us.
Right.
And then we have a deal with Mahomet Township where mm-hmm. they take care of Prairie
they
View
do.
And Lake of the Woods.
Yeah.
And in turn, we have 220 tons of salt hauled to their salt
perfect
stockpile.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that's good.
Yep.
So should we begin prepared for a bad winter?
No.
I don't
say
think
that.
So. I don't think
we
so.
We haven't had one. We don't
the
need
one.
The
woolly worm was light brown. I mean, they were black early on, but now they're light brown.
The
what,
worm?
Is that?
What is that supposed to tell us?
Oh, well, Judy Frazier says.
What is the saying behind it?
If the woolly worms are darker, you're going to have a bad winter. If they're lighter, it's not as bad a winter, I guess.
I've never heard that before.
Kind of like I've been hearing people talk about it on social
but she was
media,
on the weather on Channel 3 forever and ever and ever. She's the big woolly worm expert, I guess.
Do you have a magic eight ball?
Right.
Exactly.
And even the Farmer's Almanac hasn't been accurate. Perfect either, so who knows?
Yeah. I hope
it
not
seems
though.
Like it's been warmer,
yeah,
but then we
so
get a real freeze snap.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
maybe one big snow, but freeze.
Yeah, and the ice is a bigger problem to us
I
than
think
the snow.
So.
And the freezing and thawing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't help the roads.
So I don't know.
Mm-mm.
You go through the freeze and thaw.
Grandson found the woolly worm. That's all I know.
Right. We haven't necessarily picked our date, have we? Okay, so the county's employee recognition thing is on the agenda for the November county board meeting, and we always do a bigger one for our employees here.
Oh, good.
In this room, we'll have a cookout and have food and everything,
cool.
and I always invite the members of the highway committee to attend if you can fit it into your schedule. We haven't exactly picked a date yet, but when we do, I will send you guys an email. And gals.
In November, you say?
Likely, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. We try to put it around the same time mm-hmm. as that employee recognition event,
mm-hmm.
but I was told that deer hunting season starts on that day and we're going to have a lot of people missing,
yeah.
so we're trying to figure out when we're actually going to do it.
And last year it was on the board meeting night too. It was another reason why I guess other people.
Yeah,
is that where we went to?
I wasn't able to go.
Ms. Kohler?
Yeah.
Is that the holiday party?
No, that's different.
Oh, that was different.
That is the township.
Yeah, and I haven't
Christmas
been,
party. That's.
Oh,
that's,
haven't seen that one yet.
I the boys haven't given us that one yet.
No.
Okay.
No, oh no, that's the big one in Gifford.
Okay.
This is the one that just,
here.
It's yeah. just one here that we do for our employees.
Yeah. And I think yep. I was at a trade show or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was on a county board meeting night. That
it was because you came late and I yep. kind of ditched the meeting. And I think yep. a couple of us ditched the meeting.
yep.
well, that's all our yep. constituents out there. I mean, seriously, people. That was important.
Right?
Well, it is to me.
I agree.
It's the one thing my husband goes to. I know there's good eats because Rob's cooking.
Right. Okay. That's going to be nice.
Yeah.
It used to be a real glamorous thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it did back in the day.
Yeah.
It was dress up and.
Dress up in evening
yeah.
gowns. And
yep.
Oh, isn't that cool? And the school teachers, actually the teachers and the superintendent from the Gifford Grade School, they're the ones cleaning up and picking up and
wow.
and doing the
yeah,
waiting
it's
of tables.
It's a community event.
Oh, it
There's
is.
There's a lot more people there than just Township Highway
yeah,
commissioners.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But oh, the food's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And abundant.
Yes. yes.
Yep, indeed.
Salad's on my menu.
So when we find out that date, I will definitely pass it along.
Yeah, because that's usually during the afternoon, isn't it, sometime?
Evening.
Oh, you have it in the evening?
Oh, ours here?
Yours.
It'll be at lunchtime, like 11:30.
Okay.
But the township one's in the evening.
It's in the evening,
6 o'clock or whatever time they start. Yep. So that's all I have, Madam Chair.
Okay. The next thing on the agenda is other business. Do anybody have any other business they want to discuss?
I got some stop sign things that were brought to my attention, but I'll talk to you about it. It has to do with the rural area around Thomasboro and people blowing through some stop signs. They want to know if they can get the flashing.
Oh, Lord.
So I'll give you all that information.
I don't think it's going to stop them from blowing through it.
But. I don't think so either, but that's all I have.
Okay, anything else in other business?
Jeff, has anybody contacted you from Urbana regarding the feasibility of putting a school out in the unincorporated part of town?
No,
okay.
Not
I know
at all.
That's something that they're going to contact you about, is just as far as walkability and that kind of thing.
Okay. Any
all.
Idea where the geographically
Well, there's
it
just,
is?
There's been, long story very short, so that my child doesn't kill himself. And this is when he's not feeling well. So we're clear on what I'm signed up for. We're having some issues with the dual language school and how they want to incorporate that. And there's some talk of actually creating like a neighborhood school for most of the Spanish speakers, which would, you know, then be a lot of the unincorporated parts of Urbana.
Right.
So they're just kind of looking at, I think, a parent committee is looking at the feasibility of that.
Okay.
And they were told to talk to you.
Sure.
And I said, oh, I know him.
Haven't heard, but I will definitely
All right.
welcome that conversation.
All right, thank you.
Okay, any other
I had one just like that. You wouldn't know he was sick. He was running like a wild man.
Yeah.
Any other business?
Very
funny. Okay, I don't have a chair's report. And there's nothing to go on attention. All items, let's see.
7, 8, 9, 10.
8, 9, and 10.
I'm sorry, 8, 9, and 10, yeah. Yep.
Are the designation items. Okay, so.
Would your driver like one of the donuts? We want to take care of her so she
Otherwise, we eat them, and that's not good for us.
Your driver needs a donut. Said your driver needs a donut.
We want to take care of her because we want you here.
Yeah, we need you back, Lorraine.
It's more than committee members too. Now. So.
Okay,
so. Diet rules.
Tanya needs a donut.
I think Jen's kids all need a donut to get them wound up.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. This guy is wound up super wound up right now because it's almost nap time.
Well, and sometimes the medicine does that to him, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's nothing else for the committee. I declare us adjourned.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'll try to make next one's less
exciting.
Hey. Oh, no, they were fine.
You
know, that's the best part of this meeting.
I enjoy watching.
We don't care. We've all been.